Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Good evening. It is 10 o'clock in the city where I'm reporting to you live from. I'm your man, T.M. Hyman, your hip-hop informer. You are in tune to T.M. Hyman Radio Live. It's 10 o'clock here in Tampa, Florida. It's 10 o'clock in Atlantic City, New Jersey. It's 10 o'clock in Brooklyn, New York. What's up, world? Thanks for joining me tonight. This is a conversation continued from last night, and it was a pretty interesting one last night. Thank you for tuning in. To everybody who actually tuned in, they jumped into the chat, they sent an email, you made a comment last night, much appreciated. Tonight, Monday, August 16th, we are talking in our part two version about why is it so hard to find Mr. or Miss Wright? Could you be the problem? Are we simply looking in the wrong place? Had a pretty good conversation last night going, hey, jump on the chat right now. It's open. Just click chat now on the page if you're tuning in via the internet. Click chat right now. The green button, chat now. Click it. Welcome to the live chat. It is back up tonight. We were having some technical difficulties. We just got a green light. Ping! I just saw it come up on the screen. Jump on the chat right now. Click the chat now button. You are in tune to T.M. Hyman Radio Live. It is 10:02. The feedback line is 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. 757 is in the building already tonight. They want to get it in talking about, you know, hey, Mr. Wright, Miss Wright, can't find them. Are you the problem? Yo, last night we had a real grown folks conversation. We talked about a lot of interesting things. It was a real conversation. Thanks to the callers that made it real spicy last night. You know, one, I couldn't figure out another dude. I could definitely figure him out. He was like about to go spastic on the line. We don't want anybody to go to spastic tonight, but definitely jump on and tell us what you're thinking. We got a special guest, Electric Chameleon. This is a rock band. We've been playing their jams. As a matter of fact, I'm going to spin one right out of the box tonight. But they're here to share a couple of new ones. We're going to drill down on what they're really all about, and they're going to weigh in on a conversation. Folks, you're in tune to T.M. Hyman Radio Live. Tonight we're talking about Mr. or Miss Wright. Can't find them. You know, it might be that you're the problem. This is Sleep, T.M. Hyman Radio Live.
I wanna go to sleep all night. Lay me down to sleep before
Live, Electric Chameleon. That was Sleep. That's familiar to you. I've been spinning that record for a minute. I got my special guest checking in from Virginia. What's going on out there in VA, Demiriquois? And Toya checking in from Delaware tonight. My partners in crime here, live TM Hyman Radio live. Y'all can go ahead and speak. Y'all waiting for the music?
It's not
gonna
stop. Sound like a
hey, that's the guitar. That's the guitar. Electric Chameleon.
All right, man.
Ow. Electric Chameleon. Folks, Electric Chameleon will be on in a minute. They're going to come on around the 10:30 hour. Yo, I like those cats right there. They got a funky groove.
Oh, yeah. They hot. I like that song.
Hey, what's up, my friends? Welcome back. Part two of this conversation y'all sparked last night.
You starting trouble.
Hey, we back. We back. Good feedback last night, folks. Just talking about it was a real conversation. Again, folks, you're tuned in to TM Hyman Radio Live. I'm your hip hop informer. Jump on it. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. A hand is up early tonight, so let's just go ahead and get it cracking. 704, area code 704. 9469. The line is open to you. Area code 704. Tell us your name, where you're calling from.
Good afternoon in the morning time, people.
Good afternoon. Oh, welcome back.
Oh.
Hi, everybody.
Oh.
Hello, hello, hello. They had the God knows. I knew they was a God. When I saw Eric in the grocery store.
Folks, for folks who may not be familiar with the voice, can you please reintroduce yourself to the people? This is a partner in crime, a piece of TM Hyman Radio Live. She just kind of fell off. People think I fired her. I didn't. Can you reintroduce yourself? Can you reintroduce yourself?
Well, it's CeeLo. It's Charlotte. Hi, everybody. I'm bad. I didn't die or anything. I didn't get fired.
Did not. And you got our entertainment news tonight, right?
Yeah, I got it tonight. I do.
That's what's
good. It's more music-based, but yeah, I do.
Definitely. Definitely. Folks, jump on it, 917-889-3926. You are in tune to TM Hyman Radio Live. I'm your hip-hop informer, and, you know, people say a good man or a woman is hard to find, but are you looking in the wrong place, or, you know, or are you lacking? Could you be the problem? CeeLo, you've been kind of gone. You was off the scene, so this is directed, you know, to you.
Okay.
You know, have you allowed Mr. Right to come and go in retrospect, just you know, in retrospect, excuse me, be, because you may have kind of played it wrong? Have that ever happened?
You know what?
To you?
Yeah. One time. Yeah.
Okay. So
but
what did you
because,
learn from
you know
that?
What it was? It was because I felt intimidated because he didn't need for anything. You know what I'm saying? So it was like because I had my own and my everything, and he had his own, his everything. It's like for real. It was like a shock. It was almost like a culture shock to me because it was like I wasn't used to that. You know what I'm saying? It's like, okay, well, I know what I can bring to the table, and he has a lot to bring to the table. So what do we need from each other? You know what I'm saying? So because I was intimidated by that, and I stated it to him, but it's like it felt too uncomfortable to me.
Okay. Well, you know what? This is CeeLo. She's back with us with our entertainment news tonight. She's coming out of her own experience. Jump on the line. Come out of your experience. We're going to open up the lines. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Keeping the conversation going. Here's K Cheeks here before TM Hyman Radio Live.
I would like to say hi to everybody listening, but this is more like a dedication, you know, to my baby, my boo. We've been together for like 3 years now. Yeah, we had our ups and downs. I feel like, see, I need to tell you this. We ain't shook, the brick house ain't scared of the big bad wolf. And I'm blowing down the foundation that we put up. And we put up with so much that we can't stop. Not a force that we can't block. Now think about the name of a mountain that we can't hop. It's just another umbrella on another rainy day. And look, we gon' stay together no matter what people say. Cause look, you all I need like Tammy and Marvin Gaye. And nothing gon' take it away. So, forever baby, we gon' stay. Go to 3,000 like Andre Nate. We ruined the whole week for a week in love. At the finish line tape, man, we can't bust till we get to so close to where we feel confident. We drop something on the reset button like... Your ride. I've been together 3 years, can't nobody divide us. The mother labor claiming a sign us. You could be my ladder, baby, dare me to climb up. So high up that we changing the climate. The top, baby, they can't find us. Yeah, we on the road, they can fight the dust as we speed on the road. I must be through with these nappy headed hoes. No trade like Ramsey, no breaking our family. See, we rockin', rolling rock. Cause all trust, no strap, like hope to top. TMG, yeah, we all we got. Yeah. I just can't see myself for nobody else but you. I mean, we gon' roll this thing out. We gon' get to the top, I swear. Just me and you. Yeah.
Hyman Radio Live. I'm your hip hop informer. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926 is the number. If you're wondering why it's hard for you to find Mr. Right, Miss Right, you may want to look in the mirror. The conversation last night was a real one, wouldn't you say, my friends? The real conversation. Again, thank you all for kind of, you know, helping to balance out that conversation last night when we bumped into that hiccup.
Ms. Well, let's not talk about the hiccup.
Ms. Willingham, Toya, are you with me tonight?
You, I am.
You
don't
even want to talk about it.
What do you mean hiccup?
Oh,
let's not talk
about
the hiccup.
I'm sitting here a little, you know, taken aback. What do you mean hiccup?
Hey, yeah, we did have a few, like, which one, right?
Yeah.
Ladies and thanks for joining. Last night was an interesting talk. Folks, tonight we're talking about trying to find Mr. Right, Miss Right. It's part two of a conversation we started last night. People are quick to say a good man is hard to find, a good woman is hard to find. But, you know, at the end of the day, you know, we all have our own perspective based on, you know, what we're looking for in a relationship. Shouts out to my homie, Mr. Bobby John, tuned in tonight, doing work for those good Hilton hotels. We appreciate the support tonight. Shouts out from Mount Vernon. We got Chingy tuned in, coming from work, traveling through the city. What's going on, New York? You're tuned in. I'm going to go ahead and open up the line. Area code 757-359. And I'm reading the number backwards. I'm not going to say anymore. 757-359. We're coming to you. We're going to open up the lines. Folks, we got Electric Chameleon coming up here shortly. I thought we had them. Maybe we don't. We got Electric Chameleon. I think they were a little early, but it's all right. They had that sleep joint you heard earlier. We got a few more coming from them. Area code 757, tell us your name, where you're calling from.
Hi, Sam.
Good evening.
This is Tiffany from Norfolk.
Tiffany from Norfolk. What's going on in your mind?
Yeah.
Tiffany, you sound like you're like 11 years old. Are you legal, Tiffany?
You know that I am.
I know
I wanted
that you
to weigh in on what I wanted to weigh in on what the young lady said before about being in relationships and what people bring to the table. And it
yes.
seems like now people are doing relationships like they're doing a job interview. It's like, if you can't bring certain things, then I don't want you. And I think that's where the problem lies. I think that if we start loving people for who they are and going back to the basics of actually loving people, then we wouldn't have all of these obstacles that we're trying to overcome in obtaining a relationship.
Oh, wow. Wow, you know what? There is a God. There is a God. See, last night, you know, somebody, I'm not even going to say anything, somebody had to go pray and ask for some help on the whole concept of being with a man that made less money. So thank you for your comment and you weighing in tonight. We need you to hang around. Hang around a little bit, all right? All right, appreciate that. Hey, this is Big Money, O.D. Miller. You in tune to TM Hyman Radio Live. Hey, can't find Mr. Right, Miss Right? Hey, you might be able to find him tonight. This conversation is going to get... Hey, let's get it in.
I'm about to blow a lane, you ain't pushing coke. And You ain't gotta tell me, babe. I know you think I'm dope. I know you like my style. I know you like my smile. She like the way I walk. She like the way I talk. And when the lights off, I'm still glowing in the dark. Make them breathe with no air. Man, I got the joint spots. Got the flow to let them know. OBC be hitting, yo. And I stay up on my grind and you don't want no fresh air, folks. Got the flow to let them know. OBC be hitting, yo. And I stay up on my grind and you don't want no fresh air, folks. Big money, what I'm talking about. I ain't gotta brag, homie, see my diamond die. Smoke a blow, push, and then I put it out. And then I hit the mall, I'm finna buy it out. Ain't nobody gave me nothing, homie, got my own brand. Young man, but I still got a grown man. Forget me and him, homie, got my own shine. Big bezel on my wrist, I can't tell the time. I'm so ridiculous, and man, I'm so ridiculous. I'm walking through the club and all the ladies wanna be position. No, I can't wipe you up, I'm a one-night you up. Sorry, fellas, one rule in here, no handcuffs. I'm known to get blunted heavy, take a chick to the shelly, get a full of drink and make her tell me, get in my belly. Whole click thugged out, like Machiavelli. Starting deep up in this club, y'all clubs ain't ready. Cause I do this, boy, man, I swear I do this. Boy, I get them in and get them out. Blowing like a Swisher house. Hit them all and buy it out. Price, I ain't worried about. Just put the gear up on the counter. Got plenty dough to handle. Get them in and get them out. Blowing like a Swisher house. I hit them all and buy it out. Price, I ain't worried about. Just put the gear up on the counter. Got plenty dough to handle. Worry about the price on me. Cause the money on my handle. Big money, what I'm talking about. I ain't got a brag, homie. See my diamond die.
That's Big Money, Odie Miller, new music. If you got new music you want me to spin here, TM Hyman Radio Live, yo, drop it on me. TM Hyman Radio Live at gmail.com. TM Hyman Radio Live at gmail.com. Again, that was Big Money, Odie Miller. We just had a caller prior to that jump off right there that said, you know, it's not all about money. It's not all about money. What you think about that, Willingham? It's not all about money. How you respond to that? Toya.
Yes.
There are some believers out there.
There are.
Thank God.
I'm not
the
only one.
Thank God for the believers. Hey, because you, but you know what? Now that just strengthens my faith.
Yeah, I mean, like I said last night, it's not always about money. So they have to be able to bring something else to the table. Of course, you do want someone who has their own money, but they don't necessarily have to make more than you to be in a relationship. At least I don't think they have to.
Right. Let me open it up. 757, last four digits, 1837. I think we know that number.
Hey,
tell us your name, where you're calling from.
Baby.
Yo. 757-1837. Baby. Baby. Who is the baby?
Oh. Funny man. Okay.
757, you there? 757, are you there? Going once, going twice. 757.
Yeah, what's up?
All right, tell us your name, where you calling from.
Yeah, it's Ames, man. It's Ames, man.
Hey, what's cracking tonight, man? You got us holding on for you, like, you know, you're coming on stage or something.
Oh,
what's
good
with you, man?
Oh, man, I just ran down from the bathroom, man. My phone was speakerphone, man.
Comedy. tell us what's on your mind tonight, man. Yeah, definitely. Hey, this is Be Real Radio, though. Be Real Radio.
Okay. I know y'all is like really.
That's when Be Real goes wrong.
I know y'all is really like, this nigga is about to say something stupid.
But I'm not.
I'm about to tell y'all some real stuff here, like I always do. Now listen, some people just don't want to face reality. When you look in the mirror, you don't like what you see. So, in turn, they looking for somebody else who gonna make them look like they want to look. At the end of the day, that's it.
Okay.
So.
Okay. Well, you want to decipher that a little bit? You want
to
decipher?
I'm about to break it down for you. I'm about to break it down for you. Women, you want a man with grade A credit, like myself. You want a man with grade A credit, nice body, no kids, smart, not a thug, but a thug. What else do women want? Rich, princess, boomers, all that stuff. Men, we want women with no kids. We want women with businesses of their own, with money that can take care of us. You know what I'm saying? That's what we want.
Right, right, right. But do we have what it takes to make it work?
I think that's
the question.
And just what I'm about to tell you, though, I think that people looking for myths, you know what I'm saying? It's something wrong with everybody. You know what I'm saying? Okay, she's fine, but she crazy as hell. You know what I'm saying? He's fat, but he might be the man for you. You see what I'm saying? People don't want to take what's really good for them. They're not willing to work for the relationship. And that's what the issue is with a lot of people. They try to take the easy way out. You know what I'm saying? And it doesn't work like that. You know what I'm saying?
Nothing worthwhile comes easy.
Not at all. Believe me, not at all.
Hey, I appreciate your comment, man. Hey, stand by for me. Folks, you're in tune to TM Hyman Radio Live. You can jump on the feedback line, 917-889-3926. Hey, after this joint right here, it's called Hey Girl. We got the artist that produced the song tonight, Electric Chameleon, that's going to join us to chime into this conversation tonight. Again, 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926. Can't find Mr. or Miss Wright. Could you be the problem? I don't know. Hey, girl. TM Hyman Radio Live.
Yeah.
talking about can't find Mr. or Ms. Wright. Hey, welcome to the show, my man Muhammad.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, what's going on, man? And the fellas of Electric Chameleon, welcome to the show tonight.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having us.
No, absolutely, man. Welcome. Who do you have there with you? You want to go ahead and introduce yourself officially?
Yes, I'm going to introduce myself. Muhammad Bana, lead guitarist, or rhythm guitarist, actually, and lead singer of Electric Chameleon. I'm going to have Scott Crandall on another line. Is it possible for him to call in?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Or should we just share the same phone?
You can do that as well, whatever's convenient for you, sir.
Okay.
Again, welcome to the show tonight.
Thank you.
How would you describe your sound, man? Because I hear rock band, and again, you know, I've checked out the bio and everything, and it looks like regular rock band doesn't sound like regular rock band. How do you describe your sound?
If we would try to label our sound, I would say it would fall into the rock, soul, and reggae genres. If you would think about it intensely, it would be like Bob Marley meets Lenny Kravitz kind of style.
Right, right. Yeah, you know what? And that's a perfect mix right there. It's like a real funky, like groovy sound, you know? So, I mean, I think that's a good mix right there. So how long has the band actually been together?
We've been together for...
A little over 4 years.
Yeah, that's Scott Crandall in the background. That's the bass player.
Hey, Scott, what's
over.
Going on, brother?
What's happening, man? Thanks for having us tonight. Appreciate that.
Thanks for being here, man. No doubt.
For sure.
Yeah, so it's been a little over 4 years. We got together beginning of 2006, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yep, and we've been going steady and creating great music ever since.
All right. Hey, I'm going to ask tonight because this conversation's been interesting if you've been tuned in. Hey, do you all have Miss Wright over there?
Actually, we do, yeah. My girlfriend's sitting right beside me right now.
What's going on, girlfriend? Thanks for tuning in tonight. And thanks for supporting
Thank
for the band. We love their music.
Oh, yeah.
Hey,
I love it. Great.
Hey, Scott, that was you, right?
That's my girlfriend, Arielle, there.
Hey Scott, when you were looking for Miss Wright, what were you looking for? What drew you to her?
Well, I'll be real honest. I really wasn't looking. I just got lucky, and you know, we actually, you know, graduated high school together, and so we just kind of crossed paths, you know, a couple years after high school, and we've been together ever since. You know, it's just very fortunate. She's a great girl, and I'm very lucky.
Hey, that's awesome to know. Hey, Dee Dee, that's right in step with your feedback last night. Don't rush. It'll come to you.
Oh, yeah. You can't do it. You just got to go with the flow and let life happen.
Absolutely. Hey, tell us how you all came in contact with the Taylor Music Group. How did you all connect?
Well, my cousin, Chris Moody, who is actually in the Navy out to sea right now, you know, doing his thing, and he's the president of FDR Records out of Virginia Beach, and Mr. Taylor, you know, they're business partners, and we've just kind of very fortunate to come in with Sincere and the whole team, you know. And right now we're actually working with Ace 21, the acclaimed producer out of Virginia Beach. We've been traveling back and forth to do some recording with him and get some really, really nice stuff, and I'm really looking forward for everyone to hear it.
Oh, man, we've been spending sleep probably for the last, you know, 3 or 4 weeks along with Hey Girl. Let's go ahead and jump right into another one. This is You Nailed Me. This is Electric Chameleon, TM Hyman Radio Live.
Behind me, or what a conspiracy, I never thought.
what you're for, but you love a puppet you control. I never realized my friends, they tried to let me know. Unaware of you, even when I wouldn't let them know. I thought you had it, I thought you owned it. That perfect love that I wanted, I thought you had it. Instead, you nailed me. I thought you had it, I thought you owned it. That perfect love that I wanted, and I thought you had it. Instead, you nailed me. I feel stressed, oppressed when you put me to the test. Can't believe the way that I was overly obsessed with you and yours, you and yours. Every time that you will knock, I'll let you through my door of love. Just like a double, like you're free to do whatever. I thought you owned it, that perfect love that I wanted, and I thought you had it. Instead, you nailed me. I thought you had it, I thought you owned it, that perfect love that I wanted, and I thought you had it. Instead, you nailed me.
You can get involved with this conversation tonight. Our special guest, Electric Chameleon. Coming up right now is our finance segment. Stand by for more conversation with Electric Chameleon. Miss Toya, educate us.
Okay, well, this evening I wanted to talk about overdraft fees or the lack thereof. A lot of people don't know or don't realize because, like me, they usually take notices from the bank and chuck them and not read them. But as of yesterday, August 15th, the Federal Reserve rules took effect that prevent banks from automatically enrolling customers in overdraft protection when making debit purchases or withdrawing money from ATMs. We all know there's a time, up until here recently, if you didn't have money in the bank, say, to cover a gas purchase, because, you know, they usually only authorize a dollar or two at the pump, and things of that sort, when you actually use the card, and then the actual charge itself hits your account, if you didn't have the available funds in your account to cover that charge, the bank would just automatically pay that and then charge you an overdraft fee of up to $35. Well, as of yesterday, if you have not opted in to an overdraft plan with your financial institution, they will no longer do that, which means they will not pay the actual amount that's being charged to the card, and you will owe money to the vendor in which you made the purchase and an overdraft fee to them. So what you can do to avoid getting declined and to avoid additional fees from the vendors themselves, one thing you can do is just simply keep track of your transactions. it's kind of hard to do nowadays with direct deposit and debit cards and check writing and the automatic payment plans and things of that sort. It's a little different from times when we used to actually sit down and balance out a checkbook because we wrote checks and paid for most things by cash. So it's a little harder to do nowadays, but people need to go back to tracking their expenses. One thing you can do is have a link. Yes, you can have a linked savings account to your checking account so that if you don't have money in your checking account to cover the amount of the purchase, then the bank will automatically transfer funds from your savings account to your checking account to cover it. There are pros and cons. The pros, of course, would be you're not hit with any type of overdraft fees and your purchases aren't declined. But the cons are they do charge you to transfer money from one account to another, some banks up to $10 per transfer. And another thing you have to be careful of is now you're dipping into your actual savings money. So it can be a win-lose situation depending on how you use it. Another thing you can try to do is establish a line of credit with the financial institution. A line of credit is similar to overdraft protection. It's kind of like the bank extending a small loan to you to cover your purchases made against insufficient funds. But one thing you just have to be mindful of is the fact that there are interest rates because it's similar to a credit card, and there are small fees for using a credit line. But the small fees and interest rates are probably a lot less than constantly being hit with overdraft fees. Another thing you can try to do is use cash. A lot of people don't like carrying cash nowadays, or it's more convenient to not go to an ATM and actually use your debit card. But just keeping cash on you and paying in cash will, one, help you keep an eye on how much you're spending, and, two, it keeps you from spending money that you don't have, because if you don't have the cash, you can't spend the money. So that's another thing people need to try to do is use cash and stay away from using debit and credit cards so often, because they can get you in trouble with the fees and not tracking your purchases. So just keep all of that in mind. If you have not been contacted by your financial institution and you would still like for them to cover your overdraft fees and things of that sort, you need to contact them to let them know, because most likely you'll have to fill something out in writing and sign for them to actually cover any overdraft fees and any purchases that you may not have in your account to actually cover. So just keep in mind that as of yesterday, if you're not opted into any type of overdraft program, the financial institution will no longer cover any purchases if you don't have the available funds. So you need to contact them to let them know that you do want them to do that if indeed you do still want them to continue to having your purchases covered.
That's what's good. Hey, thank you for that information. Hey, more conversation with Electric Chameleon after this one. Shot Ames Casso.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show.
Not a whole lot, man. It's here at band practice. They handed me the phone.
I'm actually the only guy in the band that has an iPod. So,
hey, well, welcome to the revolution. Welcome to the revolution,
yeah, no,
brother.
These guys are about 5 years late. But I've been listening to kind of like some new school reggae, like Soja, The Movement, Giant Panda, Gorilla Dub Squad. Some of the bands that we've been sharing the stage with recently, we're playing with The Movement coming up here soon. They're another good band.
Okay.
Yeah, man.
That's what's good. Hey, Joey and Muhammad, what restaurant did you two work at when you met?
TGI Fridays, actually. I actually still work there. Yeah. Muhammad moved on to another main restaurant. But
Fridays.
Yeah, man. It's a nice place to work at. I mean, I cannot say anything wrong about Fridays, but, you know, I would love just to be able to quit there and play music. But
hey, you know what? Let me let people understand, you know, really what we're talking about when we say music. My brothers want to say to hell with TGI Fridays and, you know, do this all day long. Folks, this is where I lay. Electric Chameleon, check it out. Tell us what you think about it on the other side of this right here. Again, Where I Lay, Electric Chameleon, TM Hyman Radio Live.
Green walls,
Hyman Radio Live. Yo, that's an exclusive right there. That's called Where I Lay, Electric Chameleon. Yo, that sounds so much like freaking Lenny Kravitz. Yo, who was that singing?
That was me. That's Muhammad Bana.
Muhammad. Yo, Muhammad, I would love to see you live in concert. Toya, I know you like all kind of music. Toya, what you feeling right now about that?
I love it. Their sound is so unique, and it mixes all the genres of music that I love into one sound. I mean, I just want to know, is this a sound that you guys have always had when you came together as a group, or is it something that you developed over time? Is it something that you worked on to create your own unique sound?
Yeah, I mean, it goes both ways. We've worked on it, but since the beginning, it's always been a collection of, you know, everyone and everyone's input and, you know, everyone's influences, and it's just, you know, it's different, and it just came about that way.
Who was killing the guitar at the end of that song?
Right.
You said who was killing the guitar?
Yes, man.
At the end of that song.
That would be Mr. Joey Dennis, lead guitar player.
Thank you.
Oh,
go ahead,
man,
Joey.
You killed it.
He said thank you.
Oh, man. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. You're tuning in to Tia Hyman Radio Live. This is Be Real Radio, folks. It's 5:01 in the a.m. in Paris. It's 6:01 in the a.m. in Baghdad. Big up to Caleb Medley, last night's special guest coming to us live from Baghdad. Rio de Janeiro is reporting in at 12:01 in the a.m. It's 11:01 here live from Tampa, Florida. And we hanging out with Electric Chameleon. We can go ahead and open up the lines. Area code, it's a lot of folks checking in. Area code 757. 757, last four digits, 8125. You've been hanging on. Tell us your name, where you're calling from. Area code 757, last four digits, 8125. You're on with Electric Chameleon. You out there with us. Last four digits, 8125. You're live. All right. We'll check back with you. Area code 757, that's VA. We'll stay with you. Last four digits, 1194. Tell us your name, where you're calling from. You're on with Electric Chameleon.
It's Ace Deuce Uno.
What up, Ace?
What up, fellas? What's up, Mr. TM Hyman?
Hey, what's cracking, homie?
Ain't nothing, man. Just over here working right now.
Hey, Ace, obviously you feeling Electric Chameleon, though. That last joint was a jump off, right?
Oh, of course. These fellas are very talented. They have great music and a great, and I could just see, like, the brightest future for them, man. I know they're in practice right now. Hopefully they're coming up with some new joints.
Ace, what part of VA
are
you calling from,
earlier?
What happened now?
What part of VA you calling from?
Right now I'm in Virginia Beach.
Vibe Beach.
Yeah,
people say it's hard to find a good man or a good woman. You one of those people? Is it hard to find a good woman?
Is it hard for me, though?
In general. But absolutely, I'm talking about you.
I mean, it depends. Like, you know, I'm a nice guy, so it all depends, because, like, for me, my career kind of gets in the way, and then, like, a lot of the relationships I've had to do with me working all the time and them being long distance. So it's not hard to find a good woman. It's just hard to keep it together once you find that person. But, you know, I'm a very easygoing person. I'm, you know, good to get along with, so I don't think it's hard. It's just sometimes you don't have to look. It'll come to you. You know what I'm saying? People are looking too hard when it's right in front of them.
There it is. That seems to be a common theme, something that we've been hearing. Last night and tonight, folks. Hey, you in tune to TM Hyman Radio Live. Ace, thanks for your comment tonight. We got Electric Chameleon. Charlotte, North Carolina's been kind of quiet tonight. Charlotte, are you digging Electric Chameleon tonight?
Yes, that last song was like a anxiety attack, right? But then it ended like you were cruising, you know what I'm saying, like on the highway. It was cool. I liked it.
No doubt.
All right. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, I'll go.
No doubt, folks. This is I feel real good because we like crossing over. Most of the music we play is hip hop R&B, but this is a whole different direction. And I wanted to bring these casts on because y'all know I've been playing this music like for the last 4 weeks. These dudes are young brothers who came together with a common something, you know. And again, you know, I know people don't like to put music and themselves in a box. And you know, forgive me, you know, when I ask, you know, what, how do you describe your sound? More so your style than your sound. And again, sir, can you repeat for folks who tuned in late? How would you describe the sound or the style of Electric Chameleon?
Yeah, once again, I would describe it as a rock, soul, reggae type feeling. If I had to go deep into it, it'd be Bob Marley meets Lenny Kravitz.
Right.
Yeah.
Bob Marley meets Lenny Kravitz. Would you say Bob and Lenny were like major contributors to the sound? I know you're describing the sound as Bob and Lenny, but, you know, like, I guess consciously or unconsciously, what were those major influences?
I think the influences is basically the, you know, the people in the band and, you know, their life experiences. But, you know, that's the way that I can describe it for people to understand what it sounds like.
Understood. Understood. How can fans, again, access the music and information right now? This is a live worldwide internet show, so let them Google. What are they Googling to get more information or to access information right now?
Google Electric Chameleon. Put it in your search engine right now. It don't have to be Google, whatever you like using, Electric Chameleon. And the chameleon is C-H-A-M-E-L-E-O-N. And just type that out, and you should hit Facebook, MySpace. Like I said, we're on iTunes. Pull up your iTunes, Napster. Just search us. The album name is Dreamin' On, that you're hearing all the music that you guys are playing. That's off the Dreamin' On album. We're working on the new album with actually Ace right there, that last caller, was the producer we're working with out of Virginia Beach. So it was nice for him to call in. And, yes, just search us out. Find us on Facebook. Find us on MySpace. Friend us, like us, whatever. Twitter, all that good stuff.
That's what's good, folks. You're in tune to TM Hyman Radio Live. You're inside of the Artist Spotlight Hour. This is Electric Chameleon. They down with the TMG Group. That's the Taylor Music Group. Folks, 917-889-3926 if you have a question, a comment, or feedback. Tonight we're talking about Can't Find Mr. Right, Miss Right. You know, this is part two. We'll keep the conversation going. This is Ganga Lee. Mysterious and Scratches, TM.
You know, a lot of people think that they know me. They can peg me in a particular class or category, you know. I choose to let you in when I want to let you in. And I think this is the time that I'm going to let you in. So, just a little bit. Sneak peek. Check it out. Come
hey,
on.
Yo, from day to night, night to day, I keep it moving, y'all. Gondoli will always be a legend while they fall. So much love for the unjust, it's crazy now. Makes me want a gun bust, hear your anus now. But I fall back, take a look at Remy Ma. Not the road to travel if you're trying to be a star. They test my virtue though on every last interview. They fuck my name up on the Double X music review. Still you ask Ganga, why you trotting on? Cause long after breath, I would have a song for those folks, those people with those jokes. And my mom's in the UK who prays for me with much hope. What the hell you asking me? See, that's the problem. You running around and don't know. I own the label, the publishing, and the studio. And so be. Regardless of tactics, y'all can't get rid of me. You wait to get on while we blow through charts with ease. Next time you see me, you greet me on bended knee. I remain a mystery. Hey yo, what the hell you asking me? Hey yo, we bloom all day. The sun will bright like sun rays. Behind these shades, I remain a mystery. You blindsided by these dimples and these cup seeds. Niggas really daily press to get to know me. I'm the DJ, she's a rapper, so blow me. Niggas really got a nerve to question me. Well, they tight fitted on, and I don't mean the Yankees. Loose lips, Perez hooks, and talking chips. Say whatever to get the people tuning in. I watch how they mouth trash your name and bring you in. To the haters, God bless you for going in. You keep the people talking, they're hungry for a story. I'm starving for this money, a 9-to-5 bores me. For a quick buck, people in your own camp will give you up. Even Fivebo is getting some. Look how that pickery on a face turned up. Or Swiss Keys infidelity posted up. And how niggas start beefing, get their shells up. R&B chicks nude with their cameras. I remain behind my name. Behind these turntables, I stay. And I shall remain. So what the hell you asking me? See, that's your problem. You running around and don't know. I own the label, the publishing, and the studio. And so I choose to be. Regardless of tactics, y'all can't get rid of me. You wait to get put on while we blow through these charts with ease. Next time you see me, you greet me on bended knee. I remain a mystery. Yo, what the hell you asking me? Huh? We bloom all day. The sun will bright like sun rays. The very best. The only thing that relieves my stress is my mic, my pen, and my turntable-less. Plain and simple, love. You just don't have the gift. On the other hand, I do, so watch my spit. Lots of heads wanna hate, oh, I hate me so. I'm just a black woman doing it international. At times I admit, I don't think rational. A lot of heads like to use the word dramatical. I'm broken down to the very last compound. See how it sounds when Gonga quotes the world renowned. Been in love with hip hop since Sugar Hill. Original Black Mamba before Kill Bill. I remain the mystery. Yo, what the hell you asking me? We bloom all day. It shines real bright like sun rays. So I'm a mystery. And that's the way I choose to be. Because y'all running around and don't know. I own the label, the publishing, and the studio. Yeah, that's what we choose to be. Regardless of tactics, they can't get rid of me. You waiting to get on while we blow some trust to me. The next time you see me, just beat me on bended knee. Cause I remain a mystery. All this question, what the hell you asking me? Just remember this, we bloom all day and shine real bright like sun rays.
You're in tune to TM Hymen Radio Live. Thanks for joining me and my special guest, Electric Chameleon. Tonight's entertainment news is brought to you by Rest Quiet. Are you looking for a sound sleep? Log on to www.tmhymen.ciora.com. Live from Charlotte, CeeLo.
Buenos noches. Good evening,
hola,
in the morning
señorita.
Time.
Hi. Hola.
Well, your entertainment news for August 16th. I want to start with Wyclef. I just want to give a small update on Wyclef and his presidential plight. He's working towards dual citizenship and rights to vote. So I'm going to keep you updated on that. I want to go to, some more world news. There was a jet crash during a thunderstorm in Colombia. But the ill thing is that, 130 people lived and only one died. So, and the,
wow.
Like they say, the plane broke apart and slid down the runway. So that, but
wow.
you know what I'm saying? The angels were watching on that one. You know,
yeah. If only one person, that's
only
amazing.
One person, right? And it's like if you would have saw the pictures, it's ill. And then so this was funny to me though. This is just some U.S. shit. there was a 22-year-old woman She hit a senator in the face after he, like, made his speech and his statement. She hit him in the face with a pie. And then, like, she got charged with, like, stalking and disorderly conduct. So, I don't know. Right. But now on to music, my love, my love. Young Jeezy, his album is to drop on September 28th. It's going to be a Thug Motivation 103. And I'm looking forward to it. And I don't know. They say, you know, he's dissing Rick Ross. I'm really a Rick Ross fan right now. So I want to see, you know what I'm saying, if Jeezy's going to follow up. You know, he's been doing all right. And then on to Lil Wayne. He has, like, less than 80 days left in jail. So, but, like, how are you, like, locked up and you're able to post, like, your letters, your incarceration letters online? Like, how do you do that? Who does that?
Hook up.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, what happened?
For dollar bills, y'all.
That's a hellified collect call. Like, you know what I'm saying? You get to post your shit. Everybody, you write one letter to everybody. I don't know how that goes. But he has like some music coming out soon too. This just has upcoming releases. There's no date, but I'm not a human being. I don't know what's wrong with him, but yeah, the name of it's going to be I'm Not a Human Being. I don't know. Like, can we question his sanity too? I mean, like, he's a Martian first, and now he's not a human being. I want to know what the fuck.
It is what it is.
I'm saying, like, what are you?
He looks like a damn fly. So you know, hey.
No, yo, the predator, like the baby predator. But I'll keep up posted
on.
But
I love Weezy though. I love Weezy though.
I love him too. You know, but like sometimes, you know, hey, way out of the box, bubble, the whole deal. I don't know. But I'll keep y'all posted on the dates of those. But my favorite, 50 Cent, he hosted a donor drive for leukemia. And, like, he got 4,000 people to sign up and come out. So that was dope. And up to 50. And I guess that'll be our entertainment news. Oh, one more thing. Kanye, he's going to be performing on the VMA. So, but hopefully he's going to be, like, in a green room because after his performances, like, Taylor Swift and Beyonce are up for the Best Female Artist video again. So we'll see how that goes. And that's going to air on, again, September 12th at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And y'all have a beautiful evening. That's your entertainment news.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show.
I know you're feeling me, I've been checking you out all night. I'm trying to see if you gon' put me in the game, cold. 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 Put me in the game. I got you like wild, boy, you need to stop playing with it and come and put it down. You need to put me in the game, cold. Put me in the game, cold. Put me in the game, cold. Put me in the game, cold.
Coach, I do this. She looking real exclusive. Coke bottle body, oh, mind me, you who I'm choosing. Had a nails, nails the feet. Put her in and shoot your three. Captain on my team, starting five, and she loved it deep. Lock it down, not nervous when other teams around. Nolly hoop it to her, lay it up and knock and jump us down. Start with the whistle sound. You gotta bend it down, all four quarters. Quick motion, I work it up and down. Hard worker, MVP, mommy is the keeper. She came early just to practice on the buzzer beater. But you a ball hard. And got your shot blocked. It's teamwork. You send you your plan. Time to stop. Keep your eyes on the clock. Cause it's running ticking time. Call a timeout right now. You gotta pass the rock. That's how the game go. I'm what you playing for. She coming off the bench yelling, put me in the game.
Honestly, you, I know you feeling me. I've been checking you out all night. I'm trying to see if you gon' put me in the game, cold. Put me in the game, cold. Put me in the game, cold. I got you like wild, boy, you need to stop playing with it and come and put it down. You need to put me in the game, cold. Put me in the game, cold. Put me in the game, cold. Put me in the game, cold.
Cleats laced, undefeated, baby, screaming, shout. She on the field, constantly stretching that body out. Altitude coming fresh from a game winner. Helmet strapped on tight, replacing my starting center. She grabbed the bottle right, love to throw that water back. I'm breaking all the rules, I'm the coach and the quarterback. First and 10, should I hand it off or throw it in? Opponents get under her skin, got us losing yards again. She get the ball and she juking it out of control. Had to slow a roll, was going through the wrong hole. Field goal, G-spot, mommy is a packer. Fumbled the ball but ran hard to pick up the tackle. One of the best players, but she on the second team. Gotta take it deep to be starting up on my first string. That's how the game go, I'm what you playing for. She coming off the bench yelling, put me in the game, so.
I know you're feeling me, I've been checking you out all night. I'm trying to see if you gon' put me in the game, Cole. Put me in the game, Cole. Put me in the game, Cole. Put me in the killer my style. I got you like wild, boy, you need to stop playing with it and come and put it down. You need to put me in the game, Cole. Put me in the game, Cole. Put me in the game, Cole. Put me in the game, Cole.
I put him in the game, first position is the pitcher's mound. Two balls, one strike, mommy, don't play around. Last inning, switch positions, now I got her up the bat. Baby girl swinging like crazy, but still ain't hit a check. She blew a bubble and winked and said, I got the spot. Next pitch came, mommy swung and knocked it off the park. Only take the best for my team, so play by the rules. Scouts hit the game to check me out, you gotta move. Especially with my head lady in the game. Be trained, she shooting any and everything. When she in, it's no losing, never get substituted. Wears number one on her jersey and she gon' prove it. She ride at home with the coach when the game ends. Overtime, when she bring it down, I throw it in. That's how the game go, I'm what you playing for. I beat it up so bad, she like, take me out the game,
go. I know you're feeling me, I've been checking you out all night. I'm trying to see if you gon' put me in the game, Cole. Put me in the game, Cole. Put me in the game, Cole. Put me in the killer my style. I got you like wild, boy, you need to stop playing with it and come and put it down. You need to put me in the game, Cole. Put me in the game, Cole. Put me in the game, Cole. Put me in the game, Cole.
Hyman Radio Live, special guest Electric Chameleon. Fellas, what's the number one misconception? What's the number one misconception about rock bands? Like, everybody's not out to live the Mick Jagger, Courtney Love life, right?
We got Mason Janelle. This is a drummer. Here we go. He needs to question one more time.
What's the number one, or not even number one, just from your perspective, what's a misconception about rock bands? I think, you know, I could just tell you, just when people think of rock bands, for me, I'll speak for myself, you know, you think of, again, you know, sex, drugs, and rock and roll, you know what I'm saying? I know that's a misconception. Everybody's not out to live the Mick Jagger, Courtney Love life.
Not everybody, but... everyone likes to have a little fun sometimes.
No doubt, no doubt. but what misconception can you put the rest on behalf of hardworking musicians and entertainers that's just trying to work? You know, it's a job. You know, you're trying to pay your bills like anybody else. It's just a different type of work. But I don't know too much about, you know, rock. I know a lot about hip hop. Know a lot about R&B. You know, what misconception can you put the rest?
It's always about making great music. If we don't get off the stage covered in sweat, then we haven't done something right.
Okay.
So we always give it 110% every time we're playing out live.
When's your next gig? Where can we actually check you out? What's your schedule?
Yeah, actually, we're playing this Friday up here in Roanoke, Virginia, where we're based out of, at one of our favorite venues, Martin's downtown. And then I believe here up in the next coming month, we're going to go to the Virginia Beach, Northern Virginia area, and we're just kind of circulating Maryland, Virginia. We go down to South Carolina occasionally to the Columbia area with our friends Villanova, but yeah, I mean, any of the listeners out there that wants to come to their area, you know, talk to your local venues and
get us down there. We'd love to play for you.
Electric Chameleon. Hey, what do you see yourselves in 5 years, fellas?
In 5 years, we see ourselves touring the country and touring the world and playing the same great music that we've played for the great fans that we have.
No doubt. Whatever we can do, again, we're going to keep playing the music. We're going to put all of what we have in rotation for the most part. Ladies, do you have any specific questions for the fellas as we try to wind down this conversation? I'm going to ask one more question as it relates to our topic tonight. Again, we appreciate you all for visiting our show. And, again, you're friends, you're family now, you know, so whatever we can do to help you out, you know, what we even try to do here in Tampa, we'll try to actually pull together a concert, man, and actually get you all down here. And we'll, you know, get the music out. If people call us, you know, we'll try to set up some gigs for you.
Yeah, we appreciate that, man.
No, absolutely. Charlotte, Delaware, we have any questions for Electric Chameleon? Virginia, we have our health and wellness segment coming up in a few short minutes here. Anybody had last questions for Electric Chameleon tonight?
Yeah. You kind of covered it. It kind of piggybacked off of what you were just saying about. I was going to ask them, like, when they do their shows, like, what venues do you look forward to, you know, to doing, to performing at?
Yeah, we usually play, like, bars, and we'll do colleges here and there. Festivals, but basically, I mean, we just want to play for people that are, that are into music and that are like appreciative of music, and that's the goal.
No doubt. Go ahead.
I just wanted to know when the fellas plan on releasing another CD.
Yeah, we're working on it right now with Ace 21 out of Virginia Beach, and we're shooting for you know. Early winter, like November, December.
Okay.
We're actually going into the studio this Thursday to pump out another couple tracks. But it's definitely a new twist, a new new chapter to the music, and I definitely think that it's a good progression in the right direction, and I think you guys are really, really going to like it.
Good. We're looking forward to it.
Definitely. Yeah, keep us posted. Find us on Facebook and MySpace and all that good stuff. And like I said, follow us and we'll keep everyone updated.
No doubt. I'm going to do something that that I haven't done, but I'm going to jam it twice. I was feeling You Nailed Me. I was feeling it to the point to where, folks, I just want to thank our special guest tonight, Electric Chameleon. They've chimed into the conversation. I do want to ask, you know, one more question as it relates to, you know, finding Mr. or Miss Wright. As musicians, how difficult is it trying to really, you know, find Miss Wright in the midst of all the groupies?
Man, it is tough. I mean, I find myself just swimming and grooving. I'm kidding. I'm messing around. One on my girlfriend right here.
Oh, man, you're trying to die, man. You're trying to die.
but on the for real, it is tough, you know, because you're constantly in the situation and in the, you know, predicament, you could say it. You know, when your job almost is to be out there and to sell yourself and to sell your music and, you know, everything about it. And it's tough to meet people with the right intentions and to you know, myself, I'm very lucky that I've found a girl that, you know, is just so understanding and is just on the same page with me and, you know, puts up with all that comes with this lifestyle.
No doubt. And that's important, not just for the life of an entertainer, folks, but it's important in life, period, for a productive, effective relationship. The key word that the brother just communicated was understanding. His woman is understanding. Women, you have to understand to be understanding is a major part of the relationship. Thanks to Electric Chameleon. Hey, the website one more time. How can we get in contact with you? How can we get the music? How can we support you?
Yes, yes. You can holler at us on Facebook and MySpace. We're on Twitter. Like I said, just get on Facebook. Yeah, yeah, exactly. I forgot. We haven't even mentioned that tonight. We got the music video for Hey Girl on MySpace. Make sure that you check that out. The director, Scott Hansen, cut that one up for us. But iTunes, download us. We really appreciate all you guys' support. We're on Napster. You can get us on Amazon. Like I said, Google Electric Chameleon. You'll find all of our links. Find us on Facebook and MySpace and follow us and keep tabs on us.
No doubt. If you can't find Miss Wright, Mr. Wright, hey, folks, apply some understanding. Hey, appreciate you, fellas. Thanks for joining us tonight. You know what I'm saying? Whenever you want to come back, we appreciate Sincere and the whole TMG family. That's the Taylor Music Group, folks. Again, Electric Chameleon. Hey, look for the Hey Girl video. Google them right now, Electric Chameleon. Hey, I'm going to jam this one twice. This is You Nailed Me, Electric Chameleon, TM Holland Radio Live. Hey, appreciate it, fellas. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Girl, I never had a clue. You say you were conniving behind me. Oh, what a conspiracy, I never thought you would. I was such a fool for your love, a puppet you control. I never realized my friends, they tried to let me know. Wonder where have you seen me wake up, wouldn't let them know. I thought you had it, I thought you owned it. That perfect love that I wanted, I thought you had it. Instead, you nailed me. I thought you had it, I thought you owned it. That perfect love that I wanted, I thought you had it. Instead you nailed me. I feel stressed, oppressed when you put me to the test. Can't believe the way that I was overly obsessed with you and yours, every time that you will knock, I'll let you through my door of love. Just like a dove, I'll let you free to do whatever.
Hyman Radio Live. That was Electric Chameleon. You nailed me. You have your health and wellness segment coming up live from VA, Miss Willingham.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. And Terrence, you're going to start beating me up for that comment, but we'll talk about that later. I'll get into health and wellness right now. Since we're talking about Mr. Right, Mrs. Right, if it could be you, tonight I'm going to take the pathway of mental wellness as far as looking, or maybe you're not looking for someone. But first and foremost, I think everybody that's chimed in, one thing that was in common was don't look, you know, let it come to you. And another thing was just basically knowing yourself, knowing what you need, what you want, what you're looking for in the person. Excuse me. That's the most important thing, part of finding the right person, is being honest with yourself and making sure that you define your personal needs and goals first and foremost. That way that you know what you're looking for in a mate or looking for in someone. If you haven't defined those things in yourself first, you can't potentially find them in someone else. So you need to figure out, before you invest any significant time or energy in a relationship or any, you know, mental time, who you are. So perhaps the most important thing you need to know, again, is who you are. It sounds simple, but I'm sorry. But some people make it out to be a little bit difficult because they really don't know. They haven't really sat down to ask themselves some important questions, like, really, you know, what is it that I want in life? What kind of religious background do I want to have? What kind of religious background do I want my spouse to have? You know, I'm sorry, I'm suffering from a little sinus cold. Do I like to get up early, or maybe I don't like to get up early? Maybe I like to sleep in. Do I like to be with someone who likes to sleep in? I mean, just going down a list of things, asking yourself a list of questions, just getting to know yourself. That way you will know what kind of person to look for. Because if you know that you don't like to get up early, but you find someone who is a morning person, that may cause a problem in your relationship. So just knowing simple things like that, you know. Again, most of us are very open-minded to what we like. So if, you know, if you're interested in someone, just sit down and ask them. Ask them what type of things they like. Ask them the same type of questions that you asked yourself. Just to see, you know, we like to try new and exciting things, but sometimes we get a little caught up in the new and excitement, and we lose the fact that, you know, these are the list of things that we said that we needed, that we were looking for. This is the way that we are, and we lose that in the excitement and the newness. So keep that in mind, those things that you say, you know, that you are. That's what your foundation is, and that's what you need to be stable. That's what you need in order to bring benefit and balance to your relationship. And I also just want to give a couple tips to finding Mr. or Mrs. Right, if that could be possible. First of all, get a life. Most important thing is yourself, besides God first, and then yourself. And then remembering that finding the right person is not going to change you. Someone can't make you a better person than you are if you're not willing to become a better person. Evaluate your physical attractiveness. We each have something going for us, so we need to accentuate the positive. Make sure that can't say anything nice, don't say anything at all. And small changes make the world a difference, so ask your friends. If they're your true friends, they'll tell you the truth. Again, know what you're looking for in a mate. That comes from knowing what you're looking for in yourself. Some healthy qualities in a relationship for common values and similar culture beliefs that you have. Ability to forgive and to be forgiving, ability to be challenged, things of that sort you should look for in someone. You should be able to rise above past mistakes. That goes back to forgiveness. If God is forgiving us, we should be able to forgive them. And that goes along with communication as well and spiritual wellness. Also, you can talk to your family and friends. They'll let you know the truth about yourself. Ask someone. Don't think that you know everything or you can figure yourself out. Ask someone about you. They'll tell you something that you don't know. Mr. Hyman, do you agree?
I absolutely agree. I absolutely agree. And thank you for your tips and information tonight. This is Demeriqua coming to us live from Virginia. This is Cisco, Nokio, Jazz, and Teo, Drew Hill. She Wants Me off that new Andrew Pendence record, TM Hyman Radio Live. Thanks for joining me tonight. Got like 16 minutes left in the show. It's 11:43. I'm coming to you live from Tampa, Florida. I got Toya coming to you live from Delaware tonight. I got CeeLo coming to you live from Charlotte, North Carolina tonight. I got Dee Dee coming to you live from VA tonight. And I just got my main man back in the fold into this conversation. Yo, give it up for Sincere, the head of TMG. TMG, my man
Sincere.
Hey, Electric Chameleon. Electric Chameleon. Sincere, what's cracking, homie?
What's going on, my man? Thank you for the love.
Hey, Final Destination Records is in the building. This is my man. We go way back. Hey, you made a comment earlier, though. I didn't even know what the hell you was talking about. Then I pulled out the folder. And I said, okay, he said, I had this already. Hey, but you was kind of under your breath with it, though. I was like, okay, he was saying that I had this already. He gave me this already. Hey, I did have it. Hey, Electric Chameleon, Ace 21, Wet Money, Nathan Alexander, Silent Rage, Justin, hey, come on, man. It goes on and on. Dude, how do you do it all? Hey, first of all, mad props to Electric Chameleon. That crew is tight. That music is out of the box, and you going places.
Definitely.
That's platinum.
Yeah.
That's platinum stuff right there.
I appreciate it. Hopefully we go a little bit further with helping my man Ace 21, bringing them along. But I mean, they was a great band before I even got wind of them. I mean, I got introduced to them, like they told you earlier, through a business partner of mine by the name of Chris Moody, who actually runs FDI, and he brought me in on the tail end of it. And it was just, I mean, it was a pleasure to come in and meet a whole bunch of humble cats with ambition, and that's just the base of everything. I mean, I work with a lot of people, but everybody in this business isn't humble. So it's kind of hard to, when you put certain personalities together, just like a big crash. It's like the Titanic. Sooner or later, it's going to sink. You might get one hit song out of it, and then it's going down. But, I mean, everybody's humble and hungry in this whole situation. So it was just a perfect match.
No doubt. And I know you definitely been getting it for a minute. You know what I'm saying? We've been in it for a minute. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you just played one of my label mates. So, I mean,
hey, who was that?
Drew Hill.
Yeah, well, they were on. They took over the show. You know, but so we supporting the movement. You know, I mean, it's all about supporting one another at the end of the day. You got a lot of artists. You know, it's like a team. It's like a family. How are you able to have them all work together, and it be balanced?
I mean, it's the one thing in this business is everybody got to know your role. I mean, you come into a situation where it's in this business, you're going to run into a whole bunch of personalities. So everyone knows what place they have in this machine that we are forming. I mean, because it's not just TMG and it's not just FDI. There's other companies that are amongst us and underneath us that we work with. And, I mean, they may be promotion companies, media companies that we all work together, and we just all on one common goal. So we just keep the machine moving. I mean, we get a task and we keep it going. And right now our task is Electric Chameleon, Wet Money, and King Palace, and each one of them, I mean, Electric Chameleon and Wet Money is coming off the FDI moniker, and King Palace is coming off the TMG moniker, but we all working for a common goal, and that's, I mean, it's not really about getting a major deal or your traditional major deal, because those things are dead and gone, but it's
right.
Just getting that backing that to push the machine, I mean, to make us the next Motown. I mean, I don't want to be Cash Money. I don't want to be No Limit, none of them, because, I mean, they fall to the wayside. I mean, Bad Boy is a good model, but most people don't know right now, Bad Boy isn't its own entity that it used to be. I mean, so it's kind of hard to do the things you used to do back in the day, label-wise, as an independent, but we have more advantages of the Internet, for example. I mean, we a lot of resources we can take advantage of. I mean, it's just getting everybody on the same page and the same common goal, putting your egos to the side for a brief
No doubt. Yo, this is my man Sincere. If you're tuned, if you're just tuning in, this is Sincere, the head of TMG. This Final Destination Records. Yo, he actually orchestrated the whole Electric Chameleon movement tonight. Let me bring it back to the topic as we kind of wind it down, and I let the ladies kind of get it in with a few questions too. My man, you know, people, I might say, hey, a good woman's hard to find. Good woman's hard to find. Hey, Miss Wright, do you have a Miss Wright?
Yes, I do.
Hey,
it took me 17 years to find her, for her to find me, shall I say. But, I mean, it's just,
be real about it, damn it. Now, was you scouting? It's
nah,
hard
nah,
to
nah,
say
come
it,
on now. Come on now. For anybody who listening who know me, know that, and I know we on a PG show or whatever, but I'm going to let you know for the longest time.
Have you heard these songs? Have you heard some of these songs?
Okay, let me keep it real. I'm a rehabilitated whore. So, I mean, for any woman to put up with me for as long as my wife has put up with me, I mean, it's a blessing. And, I mean, it took me losing her and finding her again to realize what I had in her. So, I mean, it's just, it's, I tell everybody, and I got a lot of female friends who always looking for the perfect dude that make all the money and got the cut body like dude was saying, but you're not going to find it. And I tell everybody, a man is like a big ball of clay.
Yeah, you got a moment.
When you find him, he gonna have some residue left from a past relationship, some bad behavior they learned from the past relationship, some good things they learned from the past relationship, but it's on up to the woman to mold that man into the man that she wants him to be. Now, take that. Some balls of clay been sitting out in the sun for years, and they kind of unmoldable. So you got to know which ones you can pick and choose and mold into that man. They just got to have some of the qualities that you're looking for, and the rest of them you got to instill into them.
Hey, we're gonna talk this one out tonight, folks. Sincere, this is another one of yours right here. This is Circles. Go ahead and throw it off.
All right, it's Circles from my man K Cheek and Ace 21 Production, and my man Ace from out in California is singing the hook.
Hey, T. M. Hammond Radio Live.
I can't stop these tears from falling.
Yeah.
TMG, I want to take over. TM Hyman Music Group, Taylor Music Group, my man Sincere hanging out with us as we walk out these last few minutes. Got like 4 minutes left in the show. Hey, Sincere, give me three most important qualities in Miss Wright.
And Miss Wright, I mean, for me, I need a girl with an attitude. I mean, I'm too strong of a personality to even mess with a girl who's crying every 5 seconds for something I say. I mean,
so one attitude, one.
I
number
need
one.
Attitude, ambition, and structure. And I mean, and I'm gonna throw a fourth one in there, and it should have been number one, but she got to be a God fearing woman. I mean, that's just.
Yeah.
I mean, I got
yeah.
too much dirt.
Yeah.
To not have a woman. I mean, because it took the woman I'm with now to help me find God again. So it's just, I mean,
that's
there's
a
lot
woman.
Of things that a woman
that's
does
That's a good
for
woman
a man,
right there.
So.
No doubt, no doubt. Ladies, we winding down part two of this segment. I think we didn't kind of shed enough perspective to kind of wind it down. So kind of let's wrap it up. Let's wrap it up. Let's kind of help the audience really kind of understand in our recap real quick. And we're going to drop another one, and we're going to wish everybody a safe night. God bless everybody. Jump in.
Real quick. Not everybody at one time. Hey. Okay, look, right, I want to say my three things.
real quick, go for it. Go for
you
it.
Know, look, right, somebody has drive, they're loyal, and they're honest with themselves. I think that's very important because you can find someone that has potential. You may yourself even have potential, but at the same time, you're not honest with yourself. You can't be full for someone else. You know what I'm saying? Like, you have to already be full within yourself before you can even, like, work anything out with anyone else. And that's, yeah.
Absolutely. And those three, again, were drive.
Drive, loyalty, and honesty.
Loyalty
with self.
And honesty. Gotta be honest with self, no doubt. Appreciate that. All the way from Charlotte, North Carolina. That's CeeLo. Thanks, Wednesday night is on. Does the money really drive who's the head of the household? Hey, Wednesday night, 10 o'clock, don't miss it. CeeLo, North Carolina. Delaware tonight, you're three.
My three, someone who's spiritually grounded, of course, has to have God in his life. Someone that I can be friends with, because if you can't be friends with someone, be able to communicate and talk to them, then you really don't have a foundation for a good relationship. And I guess someone that can provide some type of emotional support. Like I said before, it's not always about finances, but someone that can back you through any type of situation that you're going through. So.
No doubt. Appreciate
again,
that all the way from Delaware tonight.
Right. Again,
appreciate
it's
that.
Not always about the finances. That's
hey.
Miss Willingham, your three, please.
I am not a money-hungry woman. I just want the world to know.
Thanks, Toya. Appreciate you. Back Wednesday night, we talking about money and if money really drives the head of the household. Miss Dee Dee from Virginia, real quick, your three.
My three, I would have to say, like Toya, definitely spiritually grounded in the Lord. He has to be saved and believe in Jesus. He has to be the head so he could cover me and our family. Definitely friendship. We have to be friends first and foremost because we need that foundation, Jesus' friends. And no, finances is not everything. I'm not money hungry, but it does help pay the bills because sometimes love gets strained, but it's not going to pay bills. But my third would be a communicator. He has to be strong in his word and mean what he's saying. We can go toe-to-toe when he's not weak when I say something or I'm not weak when he says something. So,
Thank you very much all the way from Virginia. Hey, Sincere, appreciate you, brother. We're going to go out right here with a sorry. Hey, you can come back anytime you want to.
I appreciate the love, homie.
Yes, sir. TM Hyman Radio Live.
It's too late. Tomorrow may never come, so sorry. It's too late. Tomorrow may never come, I'm sorry. It's too late. Tomorrow may never come, so sorry. It's too late. Tomorrow may never
I got
come.
Some sin in the back of my mind, but it's a sin, homie. And I can hack it, I'm fine instead of crying. I'd rather jot it down on the line, numbing up without snoring the line. They got my cousin confined, violated, gotta finish the time. But shit, homie, I feel a.
CM Hyman Radio Live.
Muhammad Live Talk Radio Show. DMD Muhammad Live Talk Radio Show. DMD Muhammad Live Talk Radio Show. Live.